We welcome you into Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. JP Shadrick with Leonard Fournette.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you here. Welcome to Jacksonville, man.
Thank you.
This is cool. Let's start off with last night in Philadelphia. This has been a whirlwind. You fly down today, but take us through the last couple of days. All of this building up to the last couple of days in Philadelphia. It's a unique scene up there, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, man. Everything was cool and calm, man, until it got to draft day. You know, the Bears did that, man, I was kind of nervous. You know, I didn't know what to expect. So, I mean, overall, my experience there was fun. You know, I'm happy I got to watch Jamal Adams and also Tre'Davious White, two other former LSU players, go first round. And I'm just excited. I'm blessed to be here.
Yeah, when the trade happened, I think everybody was in shock, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Even in the green room.
Yeah. Everybody was looking at each other, man. I mean, it was kind of surprising.
You had a close-knit group with you throughout coming up in New Orleans and in LSU, but last night in the green room, who all was with you? We saw you shaking a bunch of hands, giving out hugs,
man,
and everything.
My mom, my dad, my sisters, my brother, my cousins, my first cousins, Corey, man. I had Pekka's there. Had Rock Nation was in there, man. Life 10 Water people, man. Everybody that I kind of grew until my family was there supporting me.
Your daughter Lyric is, I think, with you today, right?
Yeah, she said, man, she's over there. She wants to go swimming on the top right now. I told her no.
There's two pools. Yeah.
Yeah, but she has no bathing suit. So, I mean, she can't go swimming in a pamper.
We can't get the Lyric a bathing suit in this place?
I mean, y'all can.
I think we'll have to work on that. Social media questions, submit them on the Facebook page or through Jaguars Twitter. We'll try to get some questions here for Leonard coming up. You also have a son as well.
Yeah, I have a
who's new?
He's a mutt. His name is the Fort, Leonard Joseph Fournette the Fort, and he's back home, man. I wish I could have brought him to the draft, but you know he's still a baby, he's young, so I mean he don't know what's going on anyway. So
a month old.
Yeah,
congratulations to you.
Appreciate it.
We've got our first social question. This is from Bradley Clayton. Any clue of what number you're wearing? Do you know what number you're going to have on your jersey?
Nah, not yet, man. I'm going down there and talk to him right now, but I know my overall Madden's going to be a 98. So, y'all, make sure when y'all play with us, I need all my attributes at 100. So, we're going to win.
So, this is a Madden game for you now, basically.
Yeah, most definitely.
I don't know if 98 will work in the running back in the league rules here. You are from New Orleans, Louisiana. You are insanely proud of that, which is fantastic. Tell us about the part of New Orleans you're from, the 7th Ward. You're very proud of that neighborhood. Yeah. And how has that shaped you today?
Yeah, I say I'm from the 7th Ward, man, born and raised. I mean, it's a hectic area, you know. It's crazy. I mean, just like any other area anywhere, you know, guns, violence, drugs. But, I mean, it made me to who I am, you know, matured me as a man. You know, I seen things as a kid that I would never want to go through. You know, I've been through Hurricane Katrina as a kid. You know, I think that's something else that shaped me into a young man that I am today. So I'm very proud of my neighborhood that I'm from. You know, it made me who I am. I know a lot of great athletes come from there who didn't make it, you know, due to drugs or violence and stuff. So I just wanted to be the first one.
How did you make it then?
I mean, I stayed focused. You know, I had my dad, my cousins who pushed me just to do the positive things in life, you know, instead of going around down the wrong road.
Another question. Social media coming in today. They're happy to talk to you, Leonard. Clayton Brown, what can we look forward to from you? I don't, is this a community or on the field? Yeah. I think you can answer it however you like.
I mean, overall, man, you're getting a package. It's a package with me. You know, off the field, man, I'm a great guy, you know, willing to do anything just to help the community. You know, on the field, man, my job is to come in, you know, put the puzzle together so we can win. You know, we have a great team, man. We have excellent offense and defense, man. The defense is tough. So, I mean, I guess I'm just adding another piece to the puzzle so we can win.
Last thought on this before we move on. But you mentioned staying in New Orleans during Katrina. And I saw some videos in the past where you guys stayed on a bridge on Interstate 10 for like 5 days.
Yeah, we stayed on the bridge 4 days, 5 nights because our hotel was standing, the water was rising. You know, and that was at nighttime. Mm-hmm. So, just went on the bridge, my entire family, man. We did what we had to do just to survive, man, get the food. I mean, whatever we could get. So, I mean, like I said, that made me who I am. You know, it made me tough, made me strong. So, I'm proud of it.
There's always been hype around you, even from when you were about this little, right? When you were bigger than everybody else.
Most definitely.
They were always checking your birth certificate.
Is
that a true story?
Yeah, true story.
And then you go to high school, you're the top recruit in the country.
Yeah.
You live up to that hype when you get to LSU. Now all of a sudden you're the number four pick. How do you live up to this hype?
I mean, to me, I'm not going to say it's hype. I mean, I'm built for this. You know, God put me in this position. You know, he gave me the right mindset. Just do what I have to do. You know, like I say, man, what really keep me grounded, I say my kids, man, I mean, never forget where I come from. You know, my roots, my foundation, and just be me through thick and thin.
Couple more social questions here, Leonard. Luke Pike asking, have you had a chance to meet your teammates yet? Have you seen any guys in the building? Off-season
program? Nah, man, I seen Miles Jack. I seen Miles Jack downstairs, man. So, I mean, whenever I come back, I'm glad to come spend time with these dudes, man, my new family. You know, I hope I earn their respect, you know what I mean? So, as a rookie, and we'll see.
Now, have you talked to any of the offensive guys yet? Blake Bortles?
Nah, but I know today's birthday, man. Happy birthday to him.
Today's
too.
His birthday?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I should have checked Jaguars' social media.
Yeah, sure today's his birthday. Yesterday was one of them.
Figured that out. Let's talk a little football now. LSU, you came in as a freshman, had over 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns that year, and really lived up to the advanced billing there. But then the sophomore season, the one that stands out to me is the Auburn game that year. Is there a game, a moment that stands out to you, maybe that season but your career?
I say after the Auburn game, man, you know, I kind of didn't realize what I did until after the game was over with. So I'm getting to my room, you know, my entire family is there. And I'm talking to my little brother Lenoff, and that he plays at LSU too. I'm like, damn, I did all that. You know, you don't really realize because you're in the game, man. Everything just be reactions.
Yeah.
You know, so when you go see them highlights and stuff like that, and my brother keeps saying, man, I can't believe you did. I said, me too. You know, I can't believe I did this. I can't believe I did that too. But it was a blessing. You know, to be at LSU, a part of those great group of guys. I mean, we had leaders who came before us, man. Tyron Matthew, man. We had Patrick Peterson.
Yep, so players.
I say, man, they set the pavement for LSU players. You know, I mean, it's kind of weird that if an LSU player don't go first round, you know, it's weird. You know, so when me, Shaq, and Jamal did, it's a legacy thing, so we want to keep it going.
How frustrating was last season for you? You only got seven games in. One of those, you decided to play day of the game when there was a fight on the field or something. Yeah. It's Florida, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
You had the ankle injury. You had to fight through that all year long. How hard was that for you?
I mean, to me, it was very frustrating, man. You know, that was my first real injury I ever dealt with, you know, in my football career. And, you know, I battled with it. You know, didn't matter. You know, a lot of people kept wanting me to sit out. Whatever the case may be, but that's not me. You know, I put all that work in with my brothers in the summertime. You know, I worked harder than what I did last summer just to get better, and I knew it was going to take it to the top. But like I say, everything happens for a reason. You know, it is what it is.
Social media, a few more, and we'll get you out of here. It's a busy day for you here at Everbank Field. We'll get you moving here. Bradley Clayton asking, who do you compare your game to? Maybe Bo Jackson, AP, DeMarco Murray, or is there a guy that you built your game around?
Nah, man, I never looked up to anyone, man, you know, dealing with football. I try to be my own guy. You know, and I mean, that's great guys y'all compare me to, but I want to surpass them. You know, they're at a spot in a place where I want to be at, you know, so I never give myself that much credit. You know, I have to earn it. You have to earn everything in this world. So, I mean, right now I'm at the bottom of the bottom right now.
There was a lot of mention last night by especially Doug Marrone, the Jags head coach. I think he even talked to you on the phone about it when they made the pick, about an assistant coach at LSU, Frank Wilson, who was your position coach. How close was he to you? And for that matter, Les Miles, the head coach at the time at LSU. How close are you to those guys?
Man, I'm going to start with Coach Miles, man. He's a great coach. You know, I love everything about Coach Miles. You know, his jokes are kind of weird. You know, you don't understand them until like days later. You know,
he eats grass on the sideline.
Yeah, he eats grass.
Leonard,
he eats grass.
Right.
You know, one day at practice, he was eating grass, and he asked us if we wanted a little string of it, and I was like, "Nah, I'm good, Coach, man." But he's a great man, Coach Frank, man. He's recruited me since my seventh grade year, or eighth grade year in school. You know, he was my running back coach for the previous years. He also was my recruiter at LSU, and he just took me to a whole nother level, man. He got the best out of me.
And Doug Marrone has a connection, recruited there for a long time in the New Orleans, Louisiana area. Question from social media. Luke Pike, being that Louisiana is one of the best places to get your grub on, what is your favorite meal, Leonard?
Man, I say gumbo. You know, gumbo from New Orleans. I grew up on eggs and rice with ketchup, with hot sauce. I love that.
Eggs with ketchup?
Eggs and rice with ketchup.
Okay.
I love that.
We don't have that here.
Man, you can make it.
We'll figure it out.
And my favorite fruit, man, I eat watermelon. I love watermelon. And that's about it. That's all I eat.
I heard somebody said that your mother used to bring a lot of food to games in Baton
Rouge.
Yeah,
man. My mom used to come out there and cook for the whole team. You know, everybody would come out my house, get something to eat. You know, it got kind of weird because they kept asking for my mama number. I'm like, man, you're not about to get my mama number so she can come cook for you. You know what I mean? So, I mean, but like I say, man, as memories that I had with those guys, and I enjoyed it.
You had a number of visits in this pre-draft process. One of those here to Jacksonville. Yeah. What stood out about your time here? Do you remember? There were so many that you
It was fun here. You know, me and the guys, man, me and the strength coaches. You know, I didn't know Jacksonville was going to get me, you know, to be honest. And then
they didn't give you a hint, hey, we're going to take you here if you're here? No, nothing.
No, not at all, man. They didn't give me nothing, especially then when the Bears did that. And I was nervous. I thought everybody was going to just drop lower. You know, I'm looking at Jamal looking at me. He's sweating. He's making me sweat. So I'm like, man, we just got to pray.
That's awesome. One more social. Cameron Ocampo, can we get a Duval from you?
Duval. There you go.
That's a good start. I like it. Leonard, it's good to see you, man. We appreciate you coming in today and doing this.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Leonard Fournette, Jaguars' fourth overall pick, joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Coming up about 3 o'clock today, he'll have his initial press conference. We'll carry that right here as well. For Leonard Fournette, our entire crew, I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.